Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is there anything more painful, seriously, than stories like this one? So, I think before the show you were talking to me about this? I have to bring it up because it concerns me.
It was about, I think, during the first, or probably during the last break, one of the breaks we were talking about it.
So why is it that they do stories about, like, the Cavaliers nearly acquired Jimmy Butler on the same day that Griffin and Cleveland parted ways? I don't want to hear about players that they almost got. Like, they almost got Paul George. They almost got Jimmy Butler. That's like the same kind of nonsense as everybody's going to go play for New York. The Yankees are going to get everybody. The Dodgers are going to get everybody. Everybody wants to play for the Dodgers. They're going to get every player in the league. I mean, the Warriors. Everyone's going to go play for the Warriors. I mean, they're a super team. Everybody's got to go play for the Warriors. So now they're doing stories about players that almost went somewhere. They nearly got Jimmy Butler. What does that mean? That is such nonsense. Are you kidding me? That's not a story to me. You nearly got him. How about you didn't get him? That's a story. Here's another story. Griffin's gone. You let him go. And how about the other pathetic story? LeBron's frustrated. Yeah, he looked real frustrated dancing in front of that mirror and looking at himself. He looked so miserable. I don't think he cares about anything going on right now. And he's going to do whatever he's got to do next year. He's got to play for the Cavs. And then if he doesn't like it then, at the end of the season next year, he can bolt and go play for the Lakers, whoever the hell he wants to play. But talking about guys that they nearly got is ridiculous. And, you know, I got to tell you, all this credit they give Griffin for that team's success, you know, I get it, I guess, but players win championships. These GMs, what do? I mean, they got LeBron James. That's why they won championships, not because of David Griffin. And I don't even care that he's not going to be the GM of the Knicks either. Like, whatever. Seriously. I mean, seriously, what's he going to do? You know what he would do? Just so you know, he would be exposed in New York. You know why? Because no one's turning around the Knicks. How's that sound? He ain't working no miracle with the Knicks. Even Phil Jackson with his 11 rings couldn't do jack shack with him, could he? Could he? Butler was traded to the Timberwolves on draft night instead of possibly getting dealt to Cleveland. Are you kidding me? I'm like, what is this? I have to look at it. It's unbelievable. Cavs were close to getting Butler on the same day that Griffin and Cleveland parted ways. So further exacerbating James' frustration is that they were close to the deal. Butler, of course, though, was traded to the Timberwolves. That's the only story.
You know what that is to me? That's someone trying to do damage control on LeBron James' relationship with the Cavaliers. Because, lo and behold, the day after we get this report that LeBron is ticked off about how bad their offseason has been, that all of a sudden we get these reports about, oh, they were close on George. Oh, they were close on Butler. But, you know, things just didn't happen. They went to the other team. That's someone saying, hey, LeBron, look, we tried, man. We almost got it. We're almost there. But almost doesn't count.
In my opinion, they're like making up stories now about how miserable he is and frustrated and how he's troubled by the way things are going.
Do you brag about the girl you almost sleep with? No, it doesn't count.
Yeah, and you know, they went to the finals 3 years in a row. What's really the problem here? Is there really a problem with the Cavaliers? What's the problem? You know what the problem is? Just so you know, This is my feeling on it. The problem is that they brought back Richard Jefferson and Kyle Korver. Now, people talk about how great Kyle Korver is all the time, right? How great was he in the finals? How great was he when it mattered most? Seriously. What big shots did he hit when it mattered? Seriously. I mean, wasn't that corner, Jay, that corner three, his dagger shot? He couldn't make it if it hit him in the face. Although, Mafia, I did hit a bomb from the corner tonight from the same spot. Like, I mean, just absolute dagger city.
You did. You know, the problem with that team is?
It was such a bomb, too, from like 25 feet, and it fell all net. Clank.
The problem is, two of the guys who have contracts that underperformed the most in that NBA Finals this year that didn't give LeBron the help that he needed are two guys that he forced David Griffin to overpay that no one else was giving that much money to. No one was giving Tristan Thompson a max deal. He forced him to give him a max deal. He's the one saying this guy deserves it.
And who else, JR?
No one was giving JR Smith the amount of money they gave him. No one was even really talking to the guy. I mean, it dragged on so long it was almost a camp that they finally signed him. But LeBron pushed and pushed. He wanted JR. Give him the money. He deserves it. So you're sleeping in the bed you made, man. Because of that, you're bringing back Richard Jefferson. You're bringing back Korver. You're bringing in, Barea they brought in. Like, they can't make any other moves because they don't have the money.
That's so funny to me that, the real story is that the Timberwolves got him. They got better instantaneously, right? They already were good with Thibodeau and with Wiggins and Towns. Now they got even better, right? And, oh, my God. And then listen to this one. They almost traded for George last season. They almost landed Butler. I mean, every story's about what they almost coulda, shoulda, woulda did, but didn't do. They didn't get any of them. It's ridiculous.
And the same thing happened when all the Celtics fans freaked out after they didn't get Butler or they didn't get George before, you know, Hayward was becoming a free agent when they had to wait for that. When it was like, you know, a month or two left or a couple weeks after the draft, and Boston fans were going nuts that they didn't make the move, that Danny Ainge just keeps these picks, he doesn't do anything with them. Then all of a sudden there was a story about, well, the Celtics were close and Indy just didn't want to pull the trigger on it. Every time the fans get up in arms about a team doing nothing, all of a sudden, lo and behold, there's some leaked story about how they were so close to doing something, but they didn't. Well, that doesn't count.
I mean, it really is a joke, isn't it? That these stories about who they almost got, but they never got them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.